they've blown something out of proportion. They've made it impossible for me to come back to my house with my son. Basically, there was an incident last night at my house where a plate was flicked. The plate went flying, the knife went flying. I didn't know. The baby was on the floor. I swooped up the baby, and I left. And I went to the transition house just because I'd been there before, and I talked to some people. I basically wanted to ask them for some information about if I had to leave the house, is there somewhere for me to stay, because I'm not from Orangeville, I don't have any family here. If I were to leave my home, then my son and I have nowhere to go. So I went to the transition house in Orangeville, and, you know, for some information, I explained what happened. She called Children's Aid. The lady that came from Children's Aid came over, and she told me that because the child's safety was put in jeopardy, that I'm not allowed back into my house. I had to stay at the shelter last night against my will. As far as I know, I'm not allowed to come back to my house now. It's really been blown out of proportion, and now I'm, you know, I need some help here. I don't know what, I've never had to deal with social services before. I didn't know that they would be so drastic. I didn't call Children's Aid. It was the lady at the shelter that called. She basically, you know, tied my hands and said, that's it, you can't take that child back to the house. And I tried to explain to her nothing was going to happen when we go home. You know, the plate got flicked in the air and that was it. Went there to get some information. I didn't go there to get, you know, I never dreamt in a million years I would have had to spend the night there. No, or I have to go back to this bloody shelter, which, by the way, is not a very nice place. All night long, there were little kids running around, slamming the doors, cursing and swearing in the hallways, and it's a bit of a zoo over there, and it's not a nice place for a little baby to be. You know, and for them to, there's no way in God's green earth that they will ever convince me that he's better off over there than he is here in his own bed. They've tied my hands. I can't come home. Well, they're threatening me now, like, the lady said, oh, they can put him in foster care. I mean, this is ridiculous. Nobody's putting my son in foster care. Nobody's taking him away from me. These people are out of their minds. I went over there for information, and they've completely blown this thing out of proportion.